Hi, this is Kurt Gowdy. I'm sitting around here at camp after a very enjoyable day of hunting with Fred Bear, considered by most people the greatest archer hunter in America, also marvelous with a gun. I first met Fred through television outdoor series. Watched him in operation, had been with him. We struck up quite a friendship, and we hunt and fish together now. Fred, I know you've been all over the world. How'd you ever get started with your love for hunting?
Well, my father was a hunter. I grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. My father was a hunter, and he had me shooting a gun when I was 6 years old.
This happens a lot of times. The father gets the boy interested, and it continues through the family.
It's a great combination, yes.
Well, you've hunted now over 40 years with a bow and arrow, with a gun, and I imagine all over the world you've had some exciting things happen to you. You probably had some close escapes. You've had a lot of wild incidents. You probably had some funny things. I'll bet you can really tell some stories.
Well, I've had some very interesting experiences, yes. Many of them. Some of them could have ended tragically. Fortunately, they didn't. Some of them ended rather humorously. I've been charged twice by polar bears. The Eskimo had to gun them down. I spent a night in a wet, cold night in a tree with a grizzly bear wolfing down around the bottom. But I think the most interesting experience I had that could have turned out tragically was hunting black bears in Alaska with a friend of mine named Bob Munger. Well, actually, I wasn't hunting. I was...
Thank you. WFMU.org. Very exciting stuff going on in the world as we know it. An example, what we just had happen here in Chicago. Not only were about 50 people shot last weekend, this week they announced that they have repealed the ban on having pistols. Which is exciting, as it's prevented people like myself from buying a pistol. I already have a gun permit, but pistols were illegal in the city limits. Anyway, we just heard from fear of God. That was the reworkings by Dave Phillips. The human hermeneutics of fear of God. Released on TalkNet A11. And we start off with... Actually, just before that, All Zag Gale Ziga. From RP Bypassing Time Passing on Hospital Productions. And we did start that off with Fred Bear, Secrets of Hunting. Up next, gonna keep things moving. This is from Italy, Raw Power.
I want to be a registered nurse.
we are back. From a very long set of music abstractions. That was Rats with Wings. A Tarak titled Horse Ain't Grass. From a CD compilation from Banana Fish Magazine, number 15. A great magazine if you're into obscure experimental music, although sadly it does not exist anymore. Now a thing of the past. Anyway, that was Rats with Wings. Before that, a remix on my part of Nurse with Wound of Dueling Banjos, which was a collaboration, early collaboration of Fetus, William Bennett from White House, and Stephen Stapleton. Anyway, before that, Phil Milstein with a Telephone Symphony from an LP entitled Tapeworms. And we did have, just before that, a new split 7-inch from Tiger Hatchery. That is a split with Lechuguillas. I believe those are both bands from Chicago. And we started that set off a while back with Raw Power, with a track entitled Raw Power from a 1985 LP, Screams from the Gutter. And I'm not going to talk much more other than introducing the next track by Negative Land. It is from a CD, I believe, titled Guns. You are listening to The Eternal. Now.
They felt the women had been ignored.
You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. The feeling of the machine gun in my hands.
The women had been ignored.
I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. Got to be an addiction. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. Got to be an addiction.
Rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's close to 10 rounds per second.
That will disembobulate the household appliance.
What surprises me is how easy this gun is to handle. I guess that's what makes it so much fun. The barrel on the MPK is 6 inches long, and I'm shooting it with a 30-round magazine. It weighs just 6.5 pounds and has a clever folding wire stock. Those Germans really know how to make a machine gun.
Now, this is a real gun, not one of those wimpy machine guns.
I've never fired a gun before in my life. But let me tell you, once I got that machine gun in my hands, there was no stopping me. It's a block. I love it.
What a blast. That was a blast.
We started out telling a little history with a little music like Annie Get Your Gun and A Pioneer Dressed Woman. And the storyline developing through the dance hall girl who had to protect herself in various ways. All of these having various concealed firearms. And then into the contemporary businesswoman in a business suit, the recreational woman, a police officer.
We know criminals will always get guns.
The security guard, and finishing with the beach woman clad in a bikini.
Stand back.
Okay, all right. Stop right there. Stand back. Where do you conceal the gun in a bikini?
Stand back.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the rush for that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? It's my first time ever fired a gun.
Yeah.
Much less a machine gun.
Yeah.
Hi there. My name is Lisa, and this is the H&K G3. The G3 fires a 7.62 NATO round at 550 rounds per minute. This gun really packs a punch. Wow.
A lot of kick to that, I'll tell you.
As demonstrated in the fashion show, even when the firearm was exhibited, about 90% of the people never even saw it or where it was. They just saw it appear.
Now, where else did you find places to conceal deadly weapons?
Firearms.
Okay.
There are lots of deadly weapons. We're only dealing with firearms.
Okay.
We're taking this from a defensive posture.
What about your business?
Ankle holsters. There were garter belt holsters. Midriff holsters, which are not unlike a tank top. And the holster sewn into that. It fits underneath the breast area.
Hello. I'm Chris. I'm shooting the Thompson submachine gun.
Hi, how are you? I'm Denise from San Diego, California, and I'm going to show you how to shoot the AK-47 automatic rifle, the standard issue to the Soviet bloc armies, I might add.
It's a big gun.
This gun weighs 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and fires 600 rounds per minute. The 50-round drum is a lot of fun because you can just shoot and just keep on shooting.
Move the other window out.
You have the shoulder holster, then the standard hip holster, and waistband holsters.
The horizontal shoulder holster was the perfect accessory for the businesswoman of the 80s.
Yeah.
There you go.
What about ball gown?
Yeah.
My name is Adrian. How are you doing today? I'm shooting the world-famous Uzi submachine gun. I can just imagine stopping a group of terrorists in their tracks with this magnificent weapon. The Uzi is a bit heavy at 7.5 pounds, but that gives it some heft and something to hang on to. There's something about having a gun in your hands and being able to control it. I don't know what it is, but all the girls talked about it. Anytime you want to go shooting, just give me a call.
What's next?
I really don't know anything about guns, but when the producer said I was going to be shooting the Uzi, I immediately recognized it as the gun the presidential secret service men carry under their coat.
What's next? Do the firearms themselves come in fashion colors?
Well, believe it or not.
Stand by, please.
There is a presenter.
have anything to say in your defense?
Hold him. I hope
very soon. The name of that track, I Come Out of Your Sleep. It's an older record from the 70s. Have to figure out what year that is exactly. Anyway, before that, Soviet in France. It's from a double LP. Gosh, there's not a lot of titles on the outside of this record. I believe it's called Eostare. It's from 1984. Anyway, we started that off with Negative and Guns. Just reading about the actual law. I stand corrected. This gun ban was a return for the whole country. Well, that's news to me. Anyway, I think this is the end of this week's show. Thank you for listening. My name is Andy. This is The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.
Should practice, because the first shot that you get at hunting is the important shot. And maybe if you haven't shot an arrow for 3 or 4 days, that might be the worst arrow you ever released. So you should keep yourself in shape. You should get those first bad shots out of your system by practicing.
You know, Fred, you know what a nut I am on fishing. You ever fish with a bow and arrow?
Yes, we shoot rough fish. That's real sporting. Carp and suckers and gar, and we don't shoot game fish. And we have a real heavy arrow. It's a solid fiberglass arrow with a harpoon-type point and a line attached to it, and a reel that feeds the line off the end like a spinning reel. And strangely, we can get down in 12, 15 feet of water and get a fish. You know, you try to shoot a bullet in the water and you get nowhere. But because of our slower velocity and heavy arrow weight, we can go right down in. It's great fun. You get a 30 or 40 pound carp on the end of a line, and you're pretty busy for a little while.
What about the illusion of the sighting through the water?
Yeah. Well, it's the refraction. You have to aim, depending on the angle of your shot, you have to aim always below the fish. And how far below depends on the angle and the depth of the water. But there again, you'd get real good at it from experience, and you can estimate. You might aim even a foot and a half below the fish to hit the fish.
Fred, here you are. You've hunted 40 years now with a gun, with a bow and arrow, your own marvelous bow and arrow equipment. You've been all over the world. You've hunted just about every kind of game. You've stalked elephant, lions, tigers, polar bear, deer. You've been within 15, 20 yards of the most dangerous game in the world. You've been everywhere. You've been with some of the most famous guides and hunters in the world. What's the biggest thrill that you've ever had out of hunting?
Well, I think I could answer that best by calling attention to the film you made some time back, which I saw. You took your boys, your eastern boys, out to Wyoming, your home territory.
Right.
Took him out in the trout stream where you caught trout when you're
same
barefoot boy.
Same stream my dad started me as a boy.
Well, I looked at that, and it just made me think. Really, when you talk about great trophies and being many places in the world and being with wonderful outfitters, when it's all boiled down, really, the kill is a anticlimax. It's something that while you are hunting, and you are hunting for a purpose to get a kill, the real fun of the thing is the companionship, the talks around the campfire like we're doing right now, and to observe nature, the birds and the animals, and to see the fish and to find different kind of plants and study different kind of trees. That's really the thrill of the thing, and the hunting is secondary. And to me, one of the greatest sights that I can think of is to see a father take his son or sons, like you did, out into the woods and give them a good understanding of nature. It's important to get them off the streets, and there isn't anything that will cleanse the soul like getting up on a good frosty morning and washing your face in a creek where you have to break the ice. And really, if some of our teenage thrill seekers really want to go out and get a thrill, let them go up into the Northwest and tangle with a grizzly bear, a polar bear, and a brown bear. They'll get their thrills that way.
I agree with you. Hey, listen, we could talk here all night. We've got to go hunting in the morning. Let's say we hit the sack. Huh?
Good idea.